Good morning. Yes, it's me, your delightful and charming aunt. Aw, thank you for taking my bag. It's very kind of you. You've always been so strong and considerate. No, I know my brother's at work. And of course, I waited to knock until your mother drove away. Probably to organize some awfully trite bake sale. Why did I wait? Well, because I wanted to spend some quality time with my darling nephew, of course, without her interference. Oh, I think you know. Ever since I saw you two sneak off together at that party, she's been watching me like a hawk. And she never lets me be alone with you for even a minute. It's quite suspicious. Oh, you don't think so? Well, my brother may not be very perceptive, but I am. I know something's going on with you and your mother. I could tell him, you know, or you could admit it. I thought so. Good for you. Your mother may not like me, but she's definitely a very attractive woman. And my brother has given her ample reason to seek satisfaction elsewhere. Oh, she regards you as a husband now, does she? Tell me, do you enjoy fucking your mother? Do you like pressing her down on your bed with your weight? Being inside her as she gasps your name in your ear? Filling her with your seed? Glad to hear it. And you've done a good job, haven't you? She's obviously carrying your child. Don't deny it. Don't worry. I'm not interested in getting either of you in trouble. Especially you. To tell you the truth, I'm quite jealous. I watched you grow into a very fine young man. I've even seen you swimming in my pool. I've given you long hugs and felt your hard muscles. And you've seen me in my two-piece and caught glances of me in my lingerie. Because I wanted you to. I wanted you to see me and get hard for me. And you have, haven't you? Oh, but I was too slow. And your oh-so-compliant mother got you first. Well, no use crying over spilled seed, is there? Now that she's pregnant, she must have slowed down a bit. Difficult to do anything when you're 7 months down that road. Answer me truthfully. Does she keep you happy? Does she make sure that your balls are drained each and every night? I thought not. Not that it's really her fault. Not to worry. I told my brother that I simply had to come help her at this late stage of her pregnancy. And I think I can be quite useful at relieving her of some of her duties. What do you think? Oh, you don't need to say anything. You'll be looking at my cleavage since I opened the door. Do you like the way this little black dress makes me look? I very much wanted to please you. You're the man of the house now, aren't you? And a virile man like you should certainly have both a wife and a mistress, at the very least. Wouldn't you agree? Good. Because I want to be that mistress. Imagine the ways you could defile me. And I've never had any children. Although I'm willing if that's what you want. Unlike your mother, I've never even pretended to be a good girl. I can suck you off so well, you'll never want me to stop. And I absolutely enjoy the feeling of a cock in my ass. I'm very flexible, and my cunt is oh so willing. So, won't you be a darling and make use of me? Let me just get this off. Oh no, I didn't bother with a bra or a panty today. They simply would have gotten in the way. I wanted to be sure that my new man could have me as soon as he wanted. I'm so eager to please my lover, especially one that I already care for very deeply. A boy like you could give a girl thoughts of settling down. So how would you like me? On my back? Bending over your father's favorite chair? On your mother's bed, maybe? Or on the floor like a pair of drunks? Oh, your dear traditional mother hasn't ever been on top? Well, well, well. I'll be quite happy to do that for you. I haven't ever ridden a young man quite as handsome as yourself. Not even in my younger days, when my figure was a bit better. Oh, you like my curves? My full breasts and wide hips? My cunt with quite a bit of hair, but well trimmed? That's nice of you to say. But I could already tell by the tint in your pants. Take off your clothes and lay down on the sofa. Let your auntie do all the work. Oh my. I see why your mother wants you all to herself, the selfish bitch. But he looks quite hungry. Might need an appetizer before the main course. I bet your sweet, sainted matron didn't give head like this. Oh, I see you like that. Imagine having it every day. Imagine waking up to it. Imagine just saying you want to fuck my mouth, and I open up and swallow whatever comes out of you. I love your taste. It reminds me of your father. Oh, yes. We used to have some fun before you ran off with your awful mother. He said he loved me, but he forgot about me as soon as he saw some new trim with big tits. I don't think you're the same, though. Well, I've seen how you treat your mother and sister. You may be fucking her every which way, but you still hold open doors and respect her. And your sister looks up to you far more than her father. And of course, even when you can't take your eyes off of my tits, you're very polite and sweet. And it just makes your aunt's pussy more wet for you. Look what you've done to me. I'm supposed to be a respectable woman, and here I am about to mount my nephew like a $2 whore. Well, maybe more like a $200 whore. But you get the point. I'm even hoping in my black heart that your mother walks in and sees me stealing you like she stole my brother. Are you impatient? Can you feel the heat of my cunt on your cock as I hover over it? Do you not appreciate being teased? What are you gonna do about it? Huh? Tell me. That's right, cowboy. Just grab my hips and roughly pull me down. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Fuck, that hurts so good. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I haven't been with someone in a while. I hope my warm, tight cunt is living up to expectation. Oh, fuck. If you like it now, wait till I start moving. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh. Oh God. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yes. Fuck yes. Oh God. Thank you for letting your aunt ride you. Oh. Oh fuck yes. I wanted this for years now. And finally you give it to me. Oh yes. Oh fuck. Oh yeah. I want you to know that you can visit me anytime. I'm only a bike ride away, handsome. And you can ride me as hard as you want. You can learn. Oh, fuck. What it feels like to fuck my tight asshole. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You can fuck me hard and choke me until I can't breathe.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, my sweet darling. Your aunt loves it rough. Treat me like a whore. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God, this is the best. Oh, I haven't even been minded by you yet. Will you get on top now? Yeah? I need to feel your weight, young man. I need to feel it driving your cock inside me. Yes! Oh, fuck! Oh. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Get on top. Put it in. Don't wait. Don't do it gently. Oh, fuck! Yes! Yes! Oh, fuck, that's it. Give it to me. Give it to your whore aunt. Oh, God. That's it. That's it. You're hitting back the sponge just right. Oh, please don't stop. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm almost there. Oh, yeah. Pull my hair. Pull my hair. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, yes. I'm almost there. Oh, yes. I can feel a cockroach. Yes. He's about to burst. Yeah. Isn't he? Yeah. You're about to come. Oh God, please. Please. Just a bit more. Make sure all of you gets in me. Oh fuck, yes. Yes. Into my pussy. Oh yeah. Pound it deep. Pound it hard. Oh fuck. Yes. Oh fuck. Yeah. You want me to keep coming on your thick cock? Yeah. Oh. Oh fuck, yeah. Oh my God, you wanna keep going? Yeah? You like your aunt's pussy? Yeah? This is what you want every day? Yeah? You wanna pawn your aunt's pussy like a whore? Oh yeah, finger my asshole. Oh yeah. This is what you're gonna get the next time. You're gonna fuck my ass. Oh yeah. You're gonna fuck me rough. You're gonna fuck me hard, and you're gonna fuck me deep. Is that understood? Yeah? Now come inside me. Come inside your arm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Come here. Kiss your aunt. Oh, hello, sister-in-law. We were just talking about you.